Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk to Garth Lagerwey right now as he joins us and Atlanta United gets ready for the biggest match of the year. 3:30 at Orlando. Our coverage begins at 2:30. Five Stripes countdown right here. And then at 1 o'clock, we have a Wade Ford tailgate show at 1 o'clock. It's a special Atlanta United edition of the Wade Ford tailgate show. So lots of coverage here on Sunday for you guys on the radio station. Garth, welcome in. It's good to have you. Before we get into all the things we want to talk about, congratulations. I know we did not know where this was going to go with this team, but this is what sports is about. This is why they play the games. I want to know, do you feel like when the change happened or what happened with our club that has propelled us to this point?
Look, a lot of credit to Rob Valentino and his staff. They've done a great job instilling belief in the guys, and credit to the players. The players were really they didn't get down. They believed. They kept showing up. And, you know, sports is the greatest reality show in the universe. And this is why. And you get a little group with some belief, and you put it together, and away we go.
All right, big guy, let's get out of the way right now. I understand that you know, he's been interim twice, and sometimes when you're an interim, you're obviously inheriting a pretty bad situation or a transitional situation at best. I mean, certainly the players love this guy and what he's been able to accomplish. Why bother going to Europe or elsewhere to find some guy that's going to cost you more money than potentially what you could do with Rob Valentino and just make him your coach?
Hey, you know what? The good news is I've been in this situation before, hard as that is believed. 2016, Seattle Sounders. Hired Brian Schmetzer as the interim coach, and he wound up winning the title, and we wound up working together for the next 7 or 8 years. So, look, this is a matter of going through the process, making sure you find the right guy, and there's no rush right now. We want to focus on the team. We want to focus on trying to win a championship, doing everything we can, and Rob and I have a really good relationship. I've really enjoyed working with him, and we'll sit down after the season. We'll figure it out.
So what wouldn't make you hire him? Like, what is it? What qualities do you think you need in our next manager that maybe he doesn't possess or that you feel like you're looking for and maybe that are not in the building?
Look, I don't think there's any quality that Rob doesn't possess. He's done great. I have nothing but good things to say about him. What I would say is that Rob, by his age and by his experience, is less experienced than some other guys in the league. You know, if he gets the permanent job, he'd be the second youngest head coach in the league. And at Atlanta United, we're not in the business of taking chances. We are not going to take flyers on people. We have the ability, because of our fan base, because of our track record, because of the resources we have as a big club, we can get proven outcomes. And look, Rob has a chance to prove himself. He's doing it. He's in the process of it. And no one's saying that he isn't proving it so far. It's how far can he take it? And look, if he's takes it all the way and he wins it, then that's the easiest decision for me that I've ever had to make. You know, then we get no controversy, no proving anything. Then he's a proven winner, and away we go.
It is the boss, El Jefe. It is Garth Lagerwey, guys, from Atlanta United, taking on Orlando City, as Carl mentioned, here right here on 92.9 The Game this weekend. Some of the new pieces that you were able to bring in, obviously Saba and some of the guys look great. I mean, are you going to go heavy and spend some loot when it goes to the designated players for this next season?
Absolutely. You know, that's definitely the intention. And look, in addition to that coach hire, we're going to make a GM hire. So when we get those folks on board, and hopefully our head coach is in-house already, in Rob, we'll see how it plays out. We're looking to add as many as 2 DPs in this offseason, and we have some salary cap money to spend. The sale of Caleb Wiley got us some jam. We because the Magic salary cap money. So, you know, we got a lot of options. We got a lot of ways to improve the team going forward. And we want to see first how far this group can take it, because that'll have a lot of influence on how we want to build it going forward. There's a bunch of guys that have put their hand up over the last month and said, you know, hey, I'm committed to Atlanta United. I want to stay here. I think I can play in front of this big crowd. And that's been really encouraging.
Yeah, and obviously you have in your mind, I know you do, a plan in which you want to build it, like the vision. In simple terms, can you explain what that might look like without getting into specific players? Because we know those things could change, and it's good to know that you've talked with guys that who you know want to be here. That's a big part of it, and they're not looking to get out of here a year or two from now. But what does that look like in simple terms?
Yeah, look, it's stuff like built through the spine, built on the middle of the team, right? I mean, we added key piece in the last Moranchik in the last summer window, added the key piece in Pedro Amador. The Pedro plays in the wide spot. You know, but we added Gregerson and Sleesh at the beginning of the year. You know, so I think we might look to add to some of our attacking options potentially. You know, Brad Guzan's been amazing in goal. We haven't talked about him yet. You know, he's led a real renaissance of our entire defense and his leadership. I think especially in that Miami series is just, you know, bar none the best I've seen. You know, confronting, standing up to Messi, Suarez, these international superstars and not giving them an inch. And I really think that the rest of the group was inspired by that. It was really, really impressive. So, look, I think you guys mentioned Saba. I think we got a bunch of good pieces. Unfortunately, Brooks Lennon's going to be out for a little bit. That's right. A pretty significant injury he's got to his shoulder. But, again, we'll sit down at the end of the season. Let's see how far we get, man.
Right.
If we win the thing, then we're going to keep a whole bunch of people. And if we don't, then we'll have to make some harder decisions.
And as we said, like we don't fault you for bringing in some competition, you know, for Brad this year as guys get older. It's great to see him, you know, respond to it. And that's what you want to see from an athlete. And then finally, Garth, you know, we've asked you this before, but just now as we're into this playoffs and this team's making a great run, the vision that you had. I mean, I said I don't want to speak for you, but I felt like when guys asked me about United, I said Garth didn't want to come in here and just start breaking the place up, be like a bullet in a china shop. But is it now that you've got a measure of control to kind of put this team together the way it's truly in your vision?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, we wanted to be very thoughtful, methodical. You know, as you said, I did not want to come in here and just burn the place down. There's too much pedigree and tradition here. And, you know, we are still, you know, we went 5 years without winning a playoff series. But now we've done that, right? So we've taken a step forward. We made the playoffs last year at least, you know, knocked out a number one seed this year. So we're making forward progress. But we got to do more, right? I mean, part of what I'm doing is just kind of coming in and trying to raise the standard again and saying, hey, with the resources we have, with the support from ownership we have from Arthur Blank, our expectations have to be higher. Our expectations have to be we have the potential to win a playoff series every year. And really resetting that mentality has really been a part of that process. And in terms of how we build going forward, we're going to try to build a balanced team. We're going to try to build an attacking team. We're going to try to build a fast team. Look, soccer is most entertaining when the ball is moving and when the ball is moving quickly. It's like a good hockey game. It's like a good basketball game. You know, sports are sports. And, you know, when we had that game two at home, when you play games of consequence in front of 70,000 people, that's how you build your fan base, and that's what we're going to build a team to do.
Garth, we know you got to run, man. We appreciate you jumping on with us. Appreciate you. Thank you, and good luck this weekend. We're all cheering you on.
Awesome. Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate your support.